It was supposed to be simple, an election year with the state's top job at stake, no one really wanting to ruffle any feathers, pack a budget with tidbits like more money for education and the environment to help woo leery voters, throw in a couple of red meat items like school vouchers and gun bills to fire up the state's Republican base, and wrap it up. A budget surplus promised to help grease the skids, but in the words of the notorious B.I.G., more money, more problems. House and Senate negotiations committees failed to reach a deal on how to divvy up dollars on water projects like Everglades and Springs restoration. Both are priority plans of Senate Appropriations Chairman Joe Negron, whose Southeast District and much of Central Florida got hit with damaging flooding throughout the summer, toxic algae blooms, and plant and animal die-offs. But when it came down to fund such projects, things have gone awry.
We will agree to Senate offer number 2, except for the following, which we will bump to the Appropriations Chairs. On the budget spreadsheet, the rows will be 22, 73...
That's Wachula Republican Representative Ben Albritton. He's reading from a list of line items, each representing a spending program neither the House nor Senate agree on, like local water projects, land conservation, and beach restoration.
249, 252, 254, 255.
It might be easier if you just said the numbers we agree on.
Umatilla Republican Senator Alan Hayes. Different ideas on how to spend state money also trickled over into the education part of the budget. And Brandenton Republican Senator Bill Galvano notes some deals come with strings attached.
These two items are in exchange and contingent upon the House accepting the Senate positions on the following issues. Summer algebra camps in FEFP. The teacher training in non-FEFP.
The House did not take those strings, and it rejected the Senate's offer, putting both sides, as Galvano later told reporters, back to the starting line.
Oh, yeah. So we're back to this FEFP. It's unfortunately, the chairs have a lot of work to do.
Many of the issues neither side can agree on will go to their chamber's appropriations chairs, Senator Negron and Representative Seth McKeel. If McKeel and Negron cannot agree, unresolved budget points get bumped again to Senate President Don Gates and House Speaker Will Weatherford. A final budget has to be in place by next Tuesday in order for the legislature to go home on time. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.